Good morning. Just so you know, if you want to take some time to continue to fill out the survey or to write on the card, you can do that during this time, and we'll collect them. And at the end of this, is a short sort of closing and exhortation before we welcome the kids back in with us for a closing time of celebration and communion. So feel free to hold on to both your survey. Is there anyone who's come in new recently that doesn't have one of the surveys but would like to fill one out? Perhaps, do we have any left? If we don't, that's fine. But if you in the back could keep your hands up, and Katie will get you one. Thank you. I was pretty stirred by that sharing from the junior hires. I don't know how many of you had the experience, but I found myself wishing that were my experience in junior high. I had no idea God was like that. It's so hard to even imagine being that age and having a concept of God and God answering prayer. And it's just such a beautiful thing. So actually, I just want to pray for them right now. I just want to bless that. And what's happening in our youth, it gives me chills to think about, but even in being here this weekend, they are the future. They are the next generation. And I think even their being here this weekend and being able to be a part of a community like this, not only their sharing, but what they get to experience in being around us and our friendships and relationships, I just want to give that to God, ask for his blessing on them. So let's pray. Jesus, thank you so much. We don't have the words to thank you for what you did for that junior high group, or what you're doing in the littlest kids in the nursery, or with the children, with our high school students. We just thank you for that, God. Especially those of us who haven't known you that long in our lives, it just fills us with hope and confidence in you because of what we see you doing in them. And we pray that you would fan the flames of that, and that you would bless them as they continue to open their hearts to you, to receive you, to respond to you, to take risks in that response to you. Thank you for their experience. We just give that to you, and we ask for more on their behalf. More, Jesus. And we pray for more for us this morning. We thank you, Jesus, that even while we're eating and packing and getting ready to go, we know that this is not the end of the story. And even now, you want to continue to give us more and to pour yourself out. So we do. We ask for more. We ask for you now to come with us and continue to deepen what you're doing in us, even as we transition back into our lives, back down on the flatlands. We just pray that you would continue to do what you are doing and bring home to us how you are with us. And we pray this in your name. Amen. Well, this morning is a time of celebration. This morning is a time for us to rejoice in what God is doing, just as the nation of Israel did when they crossed the Jordan. And we celebrate this weekend specifically because it, in a sense, is a crossing of the Jordan for us in a very specific way, because, as I mentioned before, we've never done this as a church. We literally have crossed the Jordan of having an all-church retreat. All-church weekend. And it's this opportunity for the whole community to be together, men and women, adults and children, multi-generations. The church in all its texture and in all its various components is together. And what a powerful expression that is of the kingdom of God in our midst. And I know a number of you have loved it because you've been very free to share with me that you would like to do it again and next year. So people have made that clear. I just want you to know that your voice has been heard, but we're going to wait for the adrenaline rush to wear off. And I guarantee you the staff and others will sit down and we will think about that, and we will ask and seek the Lord for when he would have us do this next. believing that He's leading us in that, and what is going to be good for us and appropriate for us as a community. But we hear that, and I think that in of itself, that people are asking for it to happen, is such a reason to celebrate and rejoice. I don't know, I've told the story over and over, but I don't know how many of you know that when we began the idea of having this retreat, we originally contracted for, I believe, 130 to 150. And we didn't know. I mean, we didn't know how this would... And I don't know if you realize this, but eventually we go back to the camp and we go, how about 20 more? Okay, and that put us at 160, 170. And then, how about more? Up to 190. And then it was like, we don't have any more spaces. And we had to turn people away. And then found out the other camps didn't fill up. So they said, hey, you can bring anybody you want. We didn't have to turn anyone away, I believe. We had room for everyone. I just think that was God preparing the space for us. And we brought, is the number correct? 245 people total. 245 from all the ranges, from people who came just for the day. That's just an amazing, and I exceeded even our imaginings when we first started thinking about this. And your reflections have really told us how that has gone. So I think that's a reason to celebrate. But it's also a celebration because it's a celebration in terms of the life and the stage of our community. This weekend marks a new season for our church. And where God has demonstrated His power and presence, I think in those responses for us as a community, but also for us as individuals. And I think some of us may have already had a real emotional or personal crossing of the Jordan this weekend, maybe in leaving something behind or in having a picture or vision of the future. Others of us may be in the process of that, and that may happen even later than this weekend. But we're all on a journey where there's Jordans that we have to cross as individuals, but there's also what's happening for us as a community, and there is a new season that is upon us. And it's important to memorialize and remember these times, and Joshua notes that, so that when they cross the Jordan, he tells them that we're going to remember this. And the reason is so that when your children ask you, what happened here? You can tell them. And you see that what Joshua is saying is the importance of remembering and telling people the stories about how God has worked. So even here right now, I think there's a word to us in that we need to even think about what are the ways that God has worked in our lives, and to be telling those stories to our friends, to our children. I think it's going to be cool even in a few years for some of the kids. I was thinking, you know, even remembering, reminding, and telling the stories about what we saw in those junior hires, what happened here this weekend for them. The importance of remembering that, because that really encourages us and reminds us of the power of God. So Joshua talks about that, and so I want to read this last sort of closing ending to the story of the crossing of the River Jordan to us this morning. When the nation had finished crossing over the Jordan, the Lord said to Joshua, select 12 men from the people, one from each tribe, and command them, take 12 stones from here out of the middle of the Jordan, from the place where the priest's feet stood, carry them over with you and lay them down in the place where you camp tonight. Then Joshua summoned the 12 men from the Israelites, whom he'd appointed, remember, earlier, even before they crossed. And he said to them, pass on before the ark of the Lord your God into the middle of the Jordan, and each of you take up a stone on his shoulder, one for each of the tribes of the Israelites, so that this may be a sign among you when your children ask in time to come, what do these stones mean? Then you shall tell them that the waters of the Jordan were cut off in front of the ark of the covenant of the Lord. When it crossed over the Jordan, the waters of the Jordan were cut off. So these stones shall be to the Israelites a memorial forever. So Joshua has 12 men bring a rock out of the Jordan in order to memorialize that moment, so that it may be a sign among you. So when your children ask, what do these stones mean? So this morning, the Jordan that God had us crossing this morning, this weekend, is to be... I think it's somewhat different than what happened for the nation of Israel. We didn't get up together and cross a river, but I believe even in our experience over the course of the weekend and last night, we have this experience of God's presence and power with us, personally and corporately, and God's calling us to remember that. So to symbolize what God is doing among us, I want to ask that we would actually create our own visual memorial of that this morning. So from each of the 12 tribes that we started with, I want to ask for one of the leaders to stand and to get the box. And I actually have a list we've created and randomly generated a list of the 12 tribes. Do you have that? So I want you to look at, remember which tribe you're in, and whoever fits that description from that tribe, I'd like you to go and get your stone, to get your box off your table, to bring it to me, and I'm going to set it up on the stage.
Alex,
yeah. They're what?
The kids aren't here.
Yeah. Oh, oops, technical glitch. Didn't think that far ahead. Okay, maybe we'll wait till they come in. What do you think?
Yeah.
I'm flexible. Hold on a second. Okay, moving on. Later in the same chapter, in chapter 4, Joshua summarizes what has happened that day, and he gives them a specific command. Let me read the second part of this passage. The people came up out of Jordan on the 10th day of the first month, and they camped in Gilgal on the eastern border of Jericho. Those 12 stones which they'd taken out of the Jordan, Joshua set up at Gilgal, saying to the Israelites, "When your children ask their parents in time to come, 'What do these stones mean?' then you shall let your children know Israel crossed over the Jordan here on dry ground. For the Lord your God dried up the waters of the Jordan for you until you crossed over, as the Lord your God did to the Red Sea, which he dried up for us until we crossed over, so that all the peoples of the earth may know that the hand of the Lord is mighty, and so that you may fear the Lord your God forever." The implication here is that it's going to be important to talk about what happened. And I want to say that I believe that's true for all of us too. That it's going to be important for us to talk about what God has done for us this weekend, or even in this season. God wants to talk about it, wants us to talk about it for what he did for us as individuals and as a community. Wants to have us remind each other, maybe from stories that we've heard or stories that we will tell to each other. He wants us to remind our kids. He's going to want us to share with those in the church who were not able to be here. There are those who weren't able to come for various reasons, and we need to tell the stories and talk about what we experienced God doing here in our midst with them. But he also wants us to tell the stories of his presence and power, not just of this weekend, but in the days ahead. And you see how important doing this is because remember, this is not the end for them, right? This is not, the whole goal was not to cross the Jordan. It wasn't like, oh, we're finished. In a real sense, crossing the Jordan was another beginning, right? It was a demonstration of God's power and presence in order to encourage them for what was going to happen in the days ahead. They had tremendous challenges ahead for them as they moved into Canaan. And over the next number of years, it didn't happen instantly. It took years for them to fully move in and inhabit Canaan and for the people to be gone. Well, as Liz mentioned, we want to tell these stories. And obviously we can tell them to each other. We can tell them in small groups. And I really want to encourage you and add my own exhortation to tell them on the blog. That the blog would be a place that we could go and we could both read stories and be encouraged. And we could also share stories and encourage one another. And the reason is God speaks through Joshua two reasons why it's important to tell the stories. And he says first, at the very end of this passage, so that we will stay in awe. Now, I think that's very interesting. If you think about it, it is very difficult to stay in awe. If you think about awe, right? Awe is when you're like, you see something that you're blown away. The last time I remember people really being in awe was when the space shuttle flew over the valley. How many people saw that? Okay, now, that was pure unmitigated awe, right? I mean, people were climbing buildings to get on top to see it. My kids were, you know, the first thing they said to me wasn't, "Hi, Daddy." It was like, "Did you see the shuttle?" You know, and I felt like I'd missed out because I hadn't seen it. And they were in awe. It was like, it was on top of the plane and it flew around twice and it was amazing. And you think, it captured people, didn't it? But you know, a few minutes later, they're like, where's my sandwich? You know, it's like, awe is not something, it like burns off pretty quickly. It's not something that we sustain. And I think we need to constantly be fanning the fire and encouraging one another about the awe of God, His presence and His power. And so that's going to take work. And God wants His people to remember that He is the living God of all the earth, that He's powerful, that He is at work, that He's alive, and that He's doing stuff now. He doesn't want them to forget that. And I don't know about you, but it's easy, especially in the midst of difficulty, to forget that. And I think that's why we're in community, so that we can encourage each other and continue to remind each other our God is a God of awe. Again, there are going to be significant and challenging ways that we're going to need to trust God in the days ahead. And we're going to need to encourage one another and fuel a sense of awe for God. The second reason he gives is so that all the people of the world will know the power of God, his presence and power in the world. Now this is significant because I want us to notice this, that he's not just doing the crossing of the Jordan and giving them this experience for themselves. Of course it is for themselves initially. They experience it, they receive it, much as we have here. And it's been an incredible time of gathering, right? Of bringing together, of getting to know people that you didn't know before. Funny story about that. I'm glad I'm not the only church like this. I was standing in the cafeteria on the first day, and I was a witness to this super awkward moment. And this moment was this guy from one of the other groups came up to a guy and goes, "Hey, I'm so glad you're here. It's so great that you've decided to join the church and to be here." And the guy goes, "I've been here 8 years." Now, I have personally done that. Years ago, I remember going up to someone and going, "Oh, are you new to the church?" And this was not while I've been lead pastor, but you know, that could happen too. But you know, I went, "Are you new to the church?" They go, "I've been going here 3 years." And I was like, "My name is Mark Aubin." No, okay, so. Now I don't want you to do that to any of your brethren. Yeah. Luckily, Mark doesn't have his rock yet, or I might have it. So. But God wants us in this experience of this weekend, He wants this to be a part of the people around us where we work, live, and play, experiencing the power and presence of God. That a part of what God is doing here this weekend is preparing us and equipping us and giving us an experience of Him that He is going to glorify Himself through to the people who don't know Him. That is the mission that He's given us. He's given us a mission to receive from Him, to respond to Him, and to risk so that the transforming love of Jesus can be experienced in the Silicon Valley. He's called us to this land. This is the land that He has called us to live in and to minister to. And this experience, this crossing of the Jordan, is a significant part of giving us this transformative experience. Because as a community, we want to be in a place and have a place where we can know that if we invite people to and we bring people to, they see something of the kingdom of God, right? It's going to be about the ways we talk to them, individually, our friends, but it's also the way we corporately live together in this place. God wants to be known and glorified, I believe, in this area, and I believe He's called us to be the ones that He glorifies Himself through. Not just our church, but certainly our church. That He wants to glorify Himself through us, through our community and through us as individuals. I just want us to end with this, and imagine the next time we're together. Imagine the next time we do this, and imagine the people who will be here because God has glorified Himself through the power and presence of our community. I dream about that. I pray. I wonder what people, who God is at work in around us, the people that God is preparing us to be able to love, to serve, to share, that they're going to experience for themselves this God. How awesome is that going to be? That God's actually creating this community not just for us, but in order to gather others who are going to get to know Him and love Him and follow Him. And we remember back to this day, this weekend, and what we experienced in significant power and presence of God in our midst, in our individual and corporate life. So I urge you, today, at some point before you go, I know most of you have filled out a rock. I think we can actually have a few left that have not been filled out. And if you haven't or put your name on, I want to encourage you to take it. And I want you to take that rock and I want you to remember. Put it in a place that you can look and see and even remember what God was doing for you or for our community in this weekend. And I hope that someday down the line, your kids or friends or somebody visiting will go, what's that rock for? And you can tell them about what's happening in your life or in the life of your church. Let me pray for us and bless what God is doing in this weekend. Jesus, we thank you for all that you've been doing. We thank you that you are bringing us to this place and this time, just like you did the nation of Israel. That you're bringing us together as a community. That we can be a place where we are both personally transformed, personally growing and following you, but also a community that welcomes people who are discovering you, who are being healed by you, who are hungry and thirsty for life to find friendship and community and acceptance and the experience of God in our midst. We just ask for you to do that, to continue and build on what you've been doing this weekend. We say thank you and we want more. We pray this in your name. Amen.